Hey, you're all with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl 15, Jill Rappaport. How are you, Jill?
Oh, you know I love being here. Thank you so much for having me back, Mario.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On the third baby.
I appreciate it.
So
I love
happy.
Having you. You're welcome anytime.
Oh.
You and all your furry friends.
Yes, because we know you love them too.
Well, I do. You're here with some of the stars
yes.
of the Puppy Bowl. How do you find these pups again?
Well, this wonderful group is from PawWorks. Amazing puppies. And would you believe, because, you know, if your listeners could only see what we're looking at, they are
well,
perfect.
Well, post a picture.
Oh, they are perfect, beautiful specimens. And they were found in a kill shelter. They would have been euthanized.
Oh, wow.
And PawWorks came in literally in the nick of time and rescued them. And I have very proud to say that one is named Mario.
Oh, that's great.
One is named Nico and Gio.
Oh, come on.
Because we have three boys. Yes.
Are you serious?
In honor of, we have your fan club and they're so gorgeous.
They
and they're
are
healthy
gorgeous.
And wonderful. So what a great legacy, right?
It is. Oh my God. You are my favorite person in the world. I am so incredibly flattered. And this year, there happen to be more puppies than ever before. 93 animals
Can you
from 51
believe it?
Shelters. Yes.
Yeah, in our 15th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yes.
And a bunch of different breeds, right? And some crossbreeds and
yes,
mixes.
Yes. And some special needs animals.
Aww.
And what's so amazing in year 15, I don't even think people realize this, even though it's most people's favorite show, favorite game. It's the second highest rated game ever. And
Look
we
at
had
that.
10 million viewers last
wow,
year.
Wow, that's incredible.
And hoping to even go further this year because it's our anniversary. We have amazing stories of survival. I am so honored and thrilled. I get the wonderful task of telling the backstories of where these puppies came from.
Yes.
And just like the ones we're looking at right now, people think, oh, young, beautiful, healthy. You cannot believe the harrowing stories, how they made it to the gridiron.
I bet they're compelling. And you're going to be putting a spotlight on a few of these puppies. What's the story of Marisol from Costa Rica?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, literally found on the side of a road. And when you consider what they went through, and, you know, they're young. I mean, literally, you know, just
right.
to survive in general and to make it all the way here, to have a rescue group go in and save
yes.
them just in the nick of time. And that's what's so great. You know, I think everyone says, oh, the game, the ratings, it's so exciting. The big win for us, the big touchdown for us at Animal Planet, and I would hope all the fans that watch, is the forever home. And we
yes.
are so proud to say 15 years, 100% adoption record.
Look at that. That's awesome. Well, we are big supporters out here. And as a matter of fact, every Wednesday, we do something very special.
We do a Wet Nose Wednesday where we highlight a dog.
Aww.
Yeah.
A Wet Nose Wednesday.
We or cat.
A dog.
We did one cat.
Or cat. That's right. We have one cat on the radar.
Yes. Good for you. Good. So, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so,
we feature cats too and kittens.
Okay.
And puppy bowl. And you know, we have dog bowl.
I love it. I love it. And I love you have a little immigrant dogs. we haven't had those then. Oh, Marisol.
And
when
do you, see, well, you see what a ladies man Mario is?
Yeah, oh, wow. Look at that.
Look at him. He's so adorable. And Gio and Nico. Gio,
I love
adorable?
It. I love it. They're so
Not
adorable.
Not to pressure you to take one home. Actually, I think it's my way of trying to get you to take all three.
Oh, my gosh. And I would have a kennel if I didn't already have kids and they're a handful and already had a dog. And as a matter of fact, I'm already getting pressure before the baby to get another one. It's a whole thing.
Now, is Courtney in favor of another one?
Oh,
or the kids?
It was up to her. She'd have it. And the kids, we all big dog lovers.
Love
yes.
your family.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
much.
We're big supporters.
And it's a wonderful lesson to teach children. You know, when they're mm-hmm. raised with a dog, they
yes.
learn about compassion, humanity, taking care of another
Right.
you know, wonderful creature, not just thinking about themselves. And
right.
for young people to learn that for kids, you know, isn't that a great lesson?
It is a great lesson. They fight over who our dog is going to sleep with every night. So that's how they get
that.
Punished. Well, Julio's not sleeping with you tonight. So we put him on the
and
other
you
one.
Have the cutest dog. Oh, my
thank
goodness.
You.
Frenchie, right?
A Frenchie,
French
yes,
yeah.
a Frenchie. And this is also the second year for the Dog Bowl, as you mentioned, and I hear it's going to feature a wheelchair player.
Oh, my goodness. First of all,
wow.
I am so proud of this. You know, when I spoke to you last year was our inaugural year,
mm-hmm.
right? And we were just praying and hoping we would come back. And the fact that we're in year two, my goal is to be here in year 15, so we're celebrating the same way with Puppy Bowl.
There you go.
But Mr. Bojangles, what an amazing story.
Mr.
You know?
Bojangles.
Yeah, he's got a wheelchair. But let me tell you, other than seeing the wheels, that dog, I defy you to keep him down. He is a fierce competitor
Love it.
On the field. And we have
Love
dogs
it.
Up to 17 years old, Mario.
Wow.
63 dogs from 31 shelters across 15 states.
Look at that.
And last year it was like 40 dogs. So, and they all got along. I think the biggest concern at first was, okay, puppies when they romp and growl a little and fight, and you know, it's adorable. But you know, when you have 31 to
yeah.
41, now 63
yeah.
dogs meeting for the first time, we have Great Danes, German Shepherds, and they all got along. I really believe that they know this is their moment to shine.
Yeah.
I feel
they're rising
like
to
they're
the occasion.
So, don't you believe they're so
yeah.
smart and they're
oh,
saying,
they
give me a home. They just come through. They know it and they come through. And you know, when you take one of these babies home and the older ones have always usually had a home and mm-hmm. now they're dumped.
Right.
They know that you saved them
right.
and they
it's
thank
like they
you every day.
It. Yes.
Right?
It's unconditional. No, you're absolutely right.
By the way, 17 and still playing ball. That's like 119 years old.
Look at that.
Exactly.
Talk about hashtag inspiration.
Oh, but that's what I tell people. You know, a lot of people go into a shelter. They're fearful. They don't want to adopt older because they think it'll be a heartbreak waiting
right.
to happen sooner. But I tell people, you would be amazed. I rescued one that was 4 and he lived till 21, my Hampton.
Wow.
And he was a 40-pound dog. I only take,
that.
I try to
21.
Focus on
That's
the older special needs. I call them, I'm about the underdogs of the shelter
yeah,
world,
yeah.
the pit bulls, the
yeah.
special needs
God
and the
bless
seniors.
You. That's awesome.
But you know, in our show, you know, they're 3, 4, 5 and up to
yeah.
17. I just wish people would take a look at the older
sure.
ones. Don't keep walking past the cage.
Right.
You know, puppies are so wonderful and adorable, obviously the success of Puppy Bowl. But you know, if you're a little older, you should probably adopt a little older.
Right.
You know, when you have really young kids, do you really
settled,
want
right.
a baby and a puppy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, you're dealing with
it's
two
chaotic.
Babies at
it's
once.
It's a lot of work.
You know, you just want to find the right match. And I think mm-hmm. like Wonderful Paw Works, it's their job to make the right match because if I always say it's not about a home, it's about the right home.
Right.
If they don't get placed in the right situation, they're back in the shelter system.
You're absolutely right. And so, at halftime, there's going to be a kitty halftime show. And I hear that's going to be pretty big. What's
oh,
going on?
We have so many. And Puppy Bowl, Shirley the Sloth, what a diva. And we have such great halftimes. We also have the Wiener 500 race. I went to Washington, D.C., literally 500 wieners. And I'm the proud pet parent of 6 rescues, 2 wieners. I call them senior wieners.
Senior
I better
wieners.
I better clarify that.
Yeah,
are
seniors.
Your listeners understanding
don't
what I'm saying?
Don't pass up on a senior wiener.
Yeah, never pass up on a senior wiener. But I'm talking dachshunds, okay?
Right.
But no, you will crack up our halftime shows. I mean, that's what I love because Animal Planet, you know, these two shows, there's nothing like it on TV to shine a light in this way.
Right.
And we were the first to do it with both. And to especially now to highlight the older animals. If we don't do this, we're their voice, right,
right
Mario?
Right.
We have to speak up for them and get them a home.
You're exactly right. A great family viewing as well. And the animals, just so everyone knows, are up for adoption. And how can people rescue them?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing with these shows, usually by the time they're all spoken for, which is what our hope and dream is. But what I tell people, you could watch the show and say, that's the dog I have to have. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? There's a million more in
right.
shelters across the country. I promise you, if you just go to your local
mm-hmm.
shelter, if you're looking to adopt, you will find your perfect pet. And by the way, if you say, oh, I can't find what I want a purebred German Shepherd. Guess what? There's purebred German Shepherd
mm-hmm.
rescue, Labrador rescue, Havanese rescue,
right.
French Bulldog rescue,
right.
English Bulldog rescue. There's no excuse not to adopt. There's no one has an excuse anymore.
Absolutely.
And I also tell people, you know, I know some people can't adopt. They don't have the living situation. They're not home to walk, finances. But there's other things you can do. You can foster,
mm-hmm.
you know, which you take the dog for a short period of time
yeah.
and you get them used to a home, loving environment. And then they're suitable to go on to their forever home.
Transition.
You
dog.
Can donate your time. You can walk into a
sure.
shelter. I'm a nice Jewish girl. On Christmas Day, I walk the dogs. I go to local shelters
yes.
and I walk and volunteer.
You're awesome.
You can donate money. You know,
yeah.
there's a million things you can do to help these shelters. They are so in need and so willing and wanting of your help and your time.
Yeah. Well, Jill, you're a beautiful spirit and beautiful
oh.
person. And I think it's awesome all
well,
the work you're doing.
You're a beautiful doing. Person,
Mom. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. And I, by the way,
and I mean that inside and out.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in the Hamptons soon.
You're my
which
guest.
I've never been.
No,
I appreciate
we're saying it right on the show. You have a personal invitation to stay with me, your beautiful family, the new baby.
Thank you.
And,
that's
and,
a lot.
And you bring the dog. I have 6 rescues.
Oh,
I'm sure
wow.
they'd love to play with
oh,
them.
Oh, my God. My kids
oh no, and
blessed.
I have horses, dogs. Mine is like an animal menagerie.
Wow.
Your kids will be in heaven.
Oh my gosh.
And you have
I'd
your own
heaven.
House. Don't think you have to stay, although that would be nice.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Oh,
I just made
you, Mario.
Thank you so much. Everyone, the Puppy Bowl 15 airs
Yay.
Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. You can follow them on Twitter at Puppy Bowl 19. Jill, thank you so much for bringing the puppies
thank
down,
you.
Too.
I hope to see you for many, many years to come.
Likewise.
On with Mario Lopez.